Welcome to the Triple Takeover Toycast, a fortnightly podcast all about Transformers and occasionally other toy lines as well. Tonight, we're talking Megatron. And this all kind of spun out the back of a Twitter poll, because isn't that how life works sometimes? We just happened to tweet out a random poll online, didn't we? And we just said to people, hey, what's the best Megatron alternate mode that there ever has been? It wasn't even a poll, was it? We just asked the question. Yeah, I'm saying poll. Yeah, a lot of replies, which was great. Really good discussion going on that one. It was great fun. And we got talking about it, and Mr. J Swags here, who I haven't even introduced yet, .com, said, why don't we do an episode on that? Wasn't that right, Jason?
It was indeed. It's kind of ideal, isn't it? You know, the chat's happening online, so let's do it in person.
Yeah. I did think afterwards, if anything, we should have done the episode first, and then we could have got tons of engagement out of it by then doing the online question. But that's true. We've done it the wrong way around.
Retrospect, you know, we've been inspired by everyone on the socials, so that's good.
Exactly. Hindsight is a blessing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing.
So. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, obviously, my name is 6O. More on that later, because we are going to talk Megatron. Joining me tonight is JaceWags.com. How you doing, Jace?
Yes, all good, very good. Refreshed after my holiday, so feeling good. Yes, happy to be back.
You've been a bit out of the office, haven't you, mate?
I have, yeah. Hashtag out of the office. It was nice seeing some sea gulls and some sea side, as my partner told me.
Oh, man. Has she caught on to that joke, has she?
She has. She nailed it. She went, oh, look, there's a sea gull. I'm like, oh, whatever.
This is your life now. This is it. This is what happens. I know this from personal experience. This is what happens when you do a podcast and you say something wrong.
Yep. Haunts you for the rest of your life.
Yep. Pronunciation mistakes do not go away.
The two of you butchering the college English dictionary.
Exactly. Yeah. Fortunately, the last bastion of truth for the English language is also with us tonight, and that is Liam from Toybox Soapbox. How you doing, mate?
What to the ho, yo.
What? Like that.
New spin on an old classic. Yeah,
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah, that was like the remix of What Ho.
This was like the P. Diddy version of What Ho. This is where we're at now.
Okay. P. Diddy. You like P. Diddy?
Yeah, but the Snoop version would be like, was up to the hiso, yizzo.
What are you like? T. Soapy.
T. Soapy.
Yeah. T. Soapy. Oh, sounds T-sops. Wrong.
T. Sippy.
T. Sippy. I like that. You could be T. Sippy if you want to be.
A little bit T. Sippy on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Liam's often a little bit T. Sippy.
Definitely not tea that I'm sipping.
Tipsy, more like it. But right, well, we should also mention that we do have a sponsor for the evening, and that is tfsource.com. So do check them out. And we do have a Patreon as well, and we are going to be doing a bit of a longer segment on our Patreon and talking about all the good stuff that we have on our Patreon a little bit later in the pod, so you can look forward to all of that. And that's where we get to answer like some questions. We've got some Patreon questions going on, which is really exciting. Talk about our new patrons, all that good stuff, all that's to come. But before all of that, we're going to talk about Megatron. And this idea was very simply to go through all of the many alternate modes that Megatron has had. We've kind of put them into categories, which you can probably imagine what those are, like gun or tank and things like that. And then rank them, basically. So it's not going to be entirely definitive in that there are approximately 8,000 Megatron toys out there on the market.
At least, yeah.
That's a conservative estimate.
Yeah.
70% exactly. Of those tanks. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know that someone will be like, you didn't include this one specific toy from, you know, 2001 or whatever it was. I don't know. We'll do our best, okay? We'll get through as many as we can, and we're going to rank them, purely and simply. So we're going to follow the old, what is it, Sabkda ranking?
Sabkda.
Sabkada.
Yeah, Sabkada, which is...
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3, but you had an S and a D.
Yeah, S-A-B-C-D. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't worry me, Fasola T. How now, brown cow? There we go.
Okay, sure, absolutely. A little bit of the old tea sippy going on there. But no, so basically, this is...
Tipsy.
S-A-B-C-D. And you've seen this online. I don't know. This is like they do this on YouTube sometimes, this kind of stuff. It's like a common tiers thing, isn't it? With A, B, C, D, I think speaks for itself. S, I believe, is super or superb.
Super, yeah. Yes.
Super.
That's right. Ever played a video game Resident Evil, S rank.
And who hasn't?
S rank is the top. I was impressed, 6O, when I saw you mention an S rank. I was like, because I was expecting, I was like, me and Jason have to explain like an S rank. And when you mentioned it, I was like, He's done it himself. He's only ever played like one video game.
Jason, right, runs a computer game company, and he didn't know.
I didn't
know. Here I am, a layperson.
I know. That's it. That's the reason our games aren't performing as well. I need to get this Sabkada in there.
Yeah. Tell all your workmates about Sabkada. They'll be like, oh, it's the future.
He's so wise.
The future, that is. Yeah, exactly. Liam's face. Right, so let's get into it, shall we? So, we've got plenty of Megatrons to talk about. I mean, the obvious place to start with all of this is guns, isn't it? Yeah. We'll come to the shoe. We'll do the shoe later. There's the shoe. And the hand, and, you know, talk to the hand and all of that. And he was a Mega Drive that one time. I know. Yeah. All of these.
There.
All
the randoms.
The gun is the gun is the place to start, isn't it? That's it.
It's the way of the gun. Exactly.
It is.
So, the classic Walther P-38 Megatron comes from Microman. We know all of this. Microchange, I should say. And, you know, it is
Man from Uncle.
Yeah, Man from Uncle. It is the Man from Uncle gun, isn't it? Originally. Yeah. That's where it started. So, look, what we're not going to do is go through, because Jason, you said, we're going to talk about the world's smallest Megatron toy.
Yeah, totally.
So I was like,
just basically the same, but smaller.
Yeah, exactly. The idea of this is, it's not so much about specific toys, it's about, like, the concept of Megatron being that Walther P-38, isn't it?
Yeah.
Originally.
That's
so,
yeah.
What do we think on this one? As a Megatron alt mode, can't go wrong, really, can you?
You can.
Instant S rank. Instant S rank.
It is instant. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the baddest of baddie modes, isn't it?
You know?
Well, a lot of people don't like the gun, though. Like, I think us old folks Fools. Are into it, but I do think that some of the newer crowd, the younger crowd, are less into the gun. I don't think they're all on board with it.
So, the gun is great, not just because it's his most iconic and vintage mode, even if you offset that to the side. What's more cooler than the baddest person in the world turning into something that is literally the worst thing that exists on our planet?
Because there
are bombs that do more damage to fly, but there's nothing quite as insidious as a gun that can be concealed easily, sneaks around. So it plays into nature of a Decepticon, isn't it? And it, you know, kills people, and it shrinks down into it, and it becomes this embodiment of one of the worst elements of our society. And it's just cool. He can shrink down into a gun, and there's this notion of Megatron is this giant tyrant, isn't he? A gladiator, all this sort of stuff. And he chooses to shrink himself down to this tiny, tiny weapon and be wielded by someone else. That's interesting than just turning into a tank or a jet or these other vehicles. Yeah. They're cool.
I completely agree. I know we've mentioned this on the pod before, but for me, it's rarely been done as well, but there's a scene, I wish I could remember the issue, but there's a scene from the Marvel UK comic where... Yeah. You know what I'm going to say? Where he shrinks down and he's in a crowd of people and he's carried out by a human to kind of get away, you know, and to kind of be undercover, as it were. And it always struck me as like, that's genius. You know, that is it's terrifying because he is like the literal ultimate evil. Like, he's the most terrifying being of all the Decepticons. And here he is, able to just slip into someone's pocket, and just like you don't know where he is.
And he mind controls that guy, doesn't he? That's what he does.
He does, I think so. From memory. It's been a while, but so I completely agree with you. I think, for me, yes, immediate S-tier ranking.
Yeah.
Robot in disguise. That's what it is. It's like...
Very much so.
Just like, you know, just literally on someone's wall. In a display case.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have to... Yeah, true. He doesn't have to be carried by other people, does he? Because in the cartoon, more than once, he just sort of floats there, basically.
He can do that.
Or Starscream grabs him and shoots him.
Yeah.
I kind of like the notion that someone so big and so evil, and he's this kind of despot, at the same time, still needs to be wielded by somebody else. It's kind of like almost like he's compensating, and that's where his anger comes from. He still can't do it himself. But in the cartoon, he obviously can float about the place and all that stuff.
I mean, he's pretty well equipped weapons wise in his robot mode anyway, with the old fusion cannon. But I always like the notion. I can't remember where it came from, but there was something somewhere once that suggested that actually his firepower was more powerful in the gun mode, that it was almost like...
Yeah, it gets augmented.
Focused.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, focused, which I dig that. Mm.
All those attachments, just purely from like a toy point of view, you know, where you got all these different attachments that go on, which just adds loads to it as well. And it does just work in exactly the purpose of a Transformer being in plain sight, and that's what I really like about that one. It's like you said, Liam, that's why it's an S immediately for me.
Okay.
In gun mode.
And it's unique. Like, if you think about it, how many other actual gun transformers are there? Like, there's Shockwave, that's it. Whereas you get other tanks.
Six shot.
Great shot.
Quick switch.
Okay, I take it back. D tier.
There's a couple. Browning.
Okay. Galvatron.
Yeah. Well, can you? Yeah.
Well, he turns into a gun, doesn't he, Galvatron? He's got a little toy, has the gun mode.
The toy is a gun. Totally, yeah.
But none of those are robots in disguise, are they? You know, you leave your Galvatron out, someone's going to be like, what's that hairdryer doing there?
Browning.
Or, yeah, exactly.
You leave your gun Megatron out, and someone's going to be terrified and run around and call the police on you.
That's it.
You're holding them up.
When they have to put the orange bung at the end of the barrel for the audience in America, then that's telling you it's a very realistic-looking gun. So.
It's true, though. I mean, look, this is our discussion for another time, but I will just say that this is years ago. We were going through some old photos with my mum or something of when I was a kid, and there was a picture of me playing with some other kids in the backyard or whatever, and there was me running around with what looked to be a very realistic looking machine gun toy. And honestly, I looked at it and
we all did, didn't we?
Yeah. I was mental. Really like, what? You know what I mean? Yeah. It was so strange to think now how realistic some of those weapons toys were at that point. It's unfathomable now to think that that's how it was. But yeah, Megatron was really of its era. But I would add to that, that in a way, the gun, I think, is S tier also because it led to all this other stuff. Like, if he hadn't have been a gun, if he'd have been a tank from day one,
he'd always be a tank.
It'd always be a tank.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Because then it would have been
like Optimus.
Yeah. It's like, because the thing is, it's like you got away with doing a gun back then, where it came from, you know, the kind of history of it, of the line.
Yes.
But then they changed it with Classics and Henke making it, I always think they look a bit more like water pistols. And then that was it. It's like, no, we can't do guns and toys anymore. That's just not it. So it had to shift to something else.
It's a classic part of that difference between G1 Megatron and every other version of Megatron that follows. Because every other version is depicted as being a giant hulking brute. They always tower over Optimus. Whereas G1 Megatron is not that. He's like the same height. He's quite slim. He's not depicted as being like the super giant, you know, the strongest Decepticon. It's very different. Like the original G1 Megatron, obviously, because in comics and stuff, he has been depicted as a gladiator and all this sort of stuff. But it's the gun mode and that version of Megatron go hand in hand in a way. I think that works really well. Like it plays this kind of more nefarious, scheming character, smaller and less brutish and able to just batter everybody around.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I do think that it led on to everything we could. I mean, I think if he'd have been a tank, it would have been a very different character. But also, it would have, as we said, it would have always been a tank. It would have been Optimus is always a truck. Megatron's always a tank. But as it stands, we get to have discussions like this where it's like, he's also a dragon and whatever else, you know? So it's, S tier. As a little addendum then to the gun, what about you mentioned the Classics toy or the Henke toy, different color scheme. What about that in terms of a ranking?
So the dead simple for me, the Henke one is a B. I love it. Ooh. It's cool. I really like it just from the detail and stuff like that. It's really stylized. But when it gets to Classics, it doesn't really work for me. It becomes more of a C because...
What?
Yeah, I don't really like the colors.
Look, it's going down and down.
I know.
Jason!
I'm just a Henke guy. That's where I'm going with mine. Yeah. I just don't like the Classics version as much, you know?
He was a Henke guy. She said, see you later. I don't know. It doesn't really work, does it?
Nearly does.
Yeah. He was a Henke boy. She said, see you later.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a bit shocked by that.
See ya. She said, see ya for Jason.
See ya.
See ya later.
There we go. Redeemed it. I kind of like the Nerf Megatron is the perfect example for me, though, of like something that at the time everybody was like, WTF, what is this, you know? But it's sort of had a renaissance since and become, it's like looped all the way back around to being cool again. And I feel like now I'm totally on board with that. I love the colors of it, the vibrant like neon green, the purple, all of that stuff. So... I love the Henke one as well because it's super shiny. And I also have the platinum one, the red one as well, which is super nice. But I almost don't want to separate them out, but I would give the Nerf Megatron an A.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah, nice.
Okay. I think at the time, like from memory, like what was that toy has benefited from the perspective of time, hasn't it? Because when it was first released, I think there was a wave of disappointment because it's the first time seeing Megatron as a gun again. And I don't think had we had, I don't know if we'd had the Masterpiece by then, but it was very rare to see this.
No, we hadn't.
It wasn't like you saw the G1 versions of characters everywhere all of the time. So I think it's people like, ah. Whereas now we've had enough where you can look at it in a different kind of sense.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is what we always say, isn't it? It's, you know, the benefit.
You can look at it somewhat different, time. Like an interesting evolution. Yeah, I would give it an N for nerf.
Perfect.
Breaking the rules.
Totally down with that.
I think I'd actually give it a B. I think that'd
be a B. Also, okay, so we've got A, B, C. All right, nice.
B plus player for those wrestling fans out there.
I just had to check. I don't actually own the Henke or the Classics version of Megatron.
Neither do I.
What are you on about then?
Just passed it by, you know, gone, you know. It's like
you want to get on that, man. You want to get on that. It's have you ever owned it?
So I have no, I've never owned it, but I've seen it, and there was a bit of me, you know, me being a pacifist and not into any kind of violence, and having guns and stuff like that. I was like, I don't really want a gun anymore. This, you know, and I kind of moved away from it. Maybe
do you know what? It's funny. I will say this openly and honestly as I can, but like in terms of like, I don't like 7-0 having toy guns. I'm not into that at all. But I mean, you can see them behind me. I have a decent collection of transformable toy guns. You know, so it's a bit hypocritical.
And all your Transformers come with guns.
Well, exactly. Yes,
I know. Yeah, totally. Let's be honest. It's a never-ending war that we're talking about as well.
Yeah.
Well, Jason just said I'm a pacifist, so I don't have a Megatron that's a gun.
Remember that
all my other robots have guns.
All my Transformers are friends. Remember, they're all friends.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so. That's the ranking system.
I was just going to say, by the way, point of order, that the Classics Megatron was 2006. The Masterpiece was 2007. So you were right.
I thought so. With the Classics one, I think it's cool. It's good. But I think to be an A or an S tier, I think it's got to be somewhere where you go, wow. I don't know if anyone looks at the Classics toy and goes, really like, whoa, that looks insane. It's like, ah, that's cool.
So on average, then, we're going to say...
still good.
Yeah, B's
still good.
Saying a B,
A B on average, then, for the Classics toy, which is good. Which is good.
That's
S tier for the G1.
This is like video games ratings, isn't it? Where, you know, when people give them like a 7 and people are like, oh, that's terrible. And like, actually, 7 out of 10 is pretty good. That's like 2/3 of the way there.
Yeah, it's true. It's not a D. It's not a D.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
Right then.
But yeah, tanks.
Tanks, lads. Yeah.
There's a lot of these.
Yeah.
I know.
A few tanks. Now, yeah, it's funny because my mind immediately went to the G2 tank.
Yeah.
But of course, there was one prior. Do you count it? The Action Master? It's not really an alternate mode, but it is a tank.
Nah, it's an accessory tank. It's cool. Yeah.
So I love it, though. I really love it. So I do count
it. I really love it.
Yeah. It is cool.
So much fun. I actually put that as an S for that one.
Plus, the Action Master can kind of turn into a gun if you bend him over.
Oh, yeah, valid. That's true. If his legs can take it. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Just put his legs in your hand and he's away.
He's done.
Fold the arms up.
Yeah. So,
you bend him over and he's away. Okay, yeah, fair enough. Exactly.
Right. Well, mate, exactly. Yeah, thanks very much, yeah. So you don't want to count the Action Master then, Liam?
Well, it's not really a mode. But as you two have counted it, B. Solid B.
Solid B.
Okay.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't count it as a... but.
So I counted it as an S. That's purely just like, I love the look of it. I love the colours of it. It's the play value of it. It's just, it's great. It's a toy. Through and through.
Well, I am kind of leaning more towards the top than anything. I'm going to give it an A.
Yeah.
He's sighing already.
Come on, guys. We've got to have a quality film. We've got to have levels. Come on, dudes. We're more discerning than this. We can't just be like, everything's an S toy.
I'm either way down or way top. That's my problem.
Yeah. It's the second ever Megatron toy is the thing. And it also kind of set the tone for everything to come. Again, it's the first tank Megatron of any kind, which is something. Yeah, it deserves that kind of respect, I think.
Okay, so that's fair. It's good on those counts. But if you put all your Megatron toys into a line and you'd never seen them and you looked at them, would that be one your eyes went to straight away? I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it would be. It would be for me. I'm being honest as well, because there's only one other S in my list. Oh, is that? No, there's not. Oh, no, there's not. There's two. Oh, I lied. We'll come to those. Later. Do you know what it was? For me, it's, I kind of, when I look at it, it's like a kid drew it. It's like a Lamborghini Countach. It's like a kid went, this is what a supercar should look like.
Have you seen a Lamborghini Countach?
Yeah.
I have. Quite a few times. Yeah.
This is like the Insecticons being Autobots again, isn't it? Exactly. Lux Insecticons. Jason, when you think of a Countach is actually a jet.
Exactly. Jason just looked at Action Master Megatron and said, it's like a Lamborghini Countach.
Like a kid when they draw a supercar, they'll draw a Lamborghini Countach. Right.
Are you thinking of Wheeljack and his
charging? Yeah, also that as well. Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like a kid drew it. You know, he's just like, they just went, this would be cool. And let's add this bit here. You know, it's just so kind of a bit OTT.
So we're giving it an A then overall.
We'll give it overall. Yeah.
That seems fair.
Yeah. Okay. It's a well-earned A. What about the G2 toy then? So I don't want to spend too long on tanks, but there are
quite a few.
There are a lot of tanks, and some of them are a bit different. I'm going to lump in G2 and G2 Hero as one thing because it's basically the same mode, but just a different color. Mm-hmm. So just taking the G2 premise of that tank mode, what do we think? See, to me, that's pretty peak.
Yeah.
Say again. I'm a solid B. I think it's good. But I think a B is good. I think S is amazing. A is
true.
The B is very, very good. So it's still good. Still very good.
But it did kind of set the tone, though, for tanks, didn't it?
I tell you what I like about it is that it's got that little pushy air tank thing for firing at the blast.
Oh, on the hero.
Yeah, which I really like. And that's what makes it an A for me, because it's like, it's a nice solid tank mode, which is fun, but it's got that little unnecessary accessory.
I don't know if we should count accessories and stuff too much though, or gimmicks, because it's not about the toy the alt mode choice more than anything.
It's a good looking tank though, although it does look ridiculous. Yeah, all right, I'll knock it down to a B on that basis, because the turret is massive.
That's his big stick though.
You say that like it's a bad thing. You're like, oh, I'll knock it down to a B. Now it's with the raggy dolls, that's where it's down there.
Jason's like, I'm so sorry I gave you a B.
Yeah.
I know. I want everyone to have you happy, even Megatron.
This to me is total A territory. G2 Megatron tank is an A for me. Purely and solidly, but I respect you're both going B. That's fine.
So it's an A minus.
Yeah, it's an A minus. A B plus. So it's a B. So actually, so what we're saying, the Action Master's an A, and the G2 is a B.
Yeah, that kind of fits right for me. Actually,
does it? We're going to get angry letters, guys. We're going to get angry letters.
But B is still very good.
It is, exactly.
Right. Okay. Okay. Sure. Well, what about the Armada tank?
Oh, that's, I would say, an A.
Would you?
Armada tank is something special.
The Armada tank is pretty peak.
G2 tank is great, but it's a big tank. That's cool. But the Armada Megatron tank is something else, man. All those features, it just looks massive and cool and interesting.
It's got the four treads as well. It's got the it's not just two big treads. It's like an H, isn't it, the tank?
Yeah, it's a H tank, but it's a proper, from a visual standpoint, it's something unique, and instantly your eye goes to it and go, what's that? That's cool.
I think this is an A for me.
Yeah.
I got to
tell
you.
Easy A.
Yeah. I had it as an S on this one.
Did you?
I went straight in on an S, and I've literally got a note that says Armada S, just the best.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
Right. It rhymes.
I know. I can't help it.
The way you seem shocked, I thought you were going to give it like a D or something like that.
Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. I really
did.
Love
you give
it.
Anything a D?
Yes.
That sounds wrong.
He's going to come back. I've written on a note, D is for Destron.
Exactly. The baddie. I have. Yeah. It's not all nice, you know.
Can't wait to hear about your big D later, Jason.
Jason's big D.
For patrons only.
You're going to get these nuts.
It's a big D. We'll whip it out later. So we're going S, are we, for Armada?
Well, you guys both went A.
I've gone with an A. You've both gone with S. Oh, A plus.
A plus. A plus.
We're breaking the rules already, guys.
It's an A plus. Okay, cool.
Mate, did you both go with S?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I suppose then S. That's fair. I would say A, but you've both, that's committee rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Fallen tank is the next on the list.
So, see this one. I don't know how you feel, Liam, but this just reminds me of the Batman Tumblr in the way it looks.
Yeah.
Absolutely not at all. To me, this is like a Z.
It's
like
an absolute mess.
Oh, Liam, it looks
Liam's
like a building.
Not a fan of this.
The Revenge of the Fallen one, I like the idea of him being a tank, but I know people love it. They go, oh, it's cool. It's a Cybertronian tank. But it's a Cybertronian in that way that they get away with, where it looks like a building that's collapsed in on itself.
Yeah,
and that's what it looks like. And landed on some tank treads. This one's a no from me. A no.
The one thing that really, above all else, kills this one for me is the fact that you can see his head right at the front of it. Have you seen this? His robot mode head is just right there. Like, what's it doing? I think it's the Studio Series toy. Have you seen it? It's so prominent.
Head. Yeah, totally.
It's like the head's just there. It's his face. Yeah. What's going on?
That's what I mean. This is why I can never get on board with it, because it's clearly not designed to be something. It's one of those kind of compromises, like, oh, we just need a pointy tank, you know, just throw something somewhere, and then as long as it turns into a cool looking robot, that's fine. It doesn't feel like a mode that was really thought out.
Yeah, the robot I think kind of is almost cool for it, because he's got the tread feet and all of that, which I do like. I like all of that, so I like the way that the tank bits kind of get incorporated into the robot.
Yeah,
probably more than the 2007 robot, actually. But I'm kind of with you. I don't dislike the tank, but I'm kind of like on it as well.
Yeah.
It's just a pile of
stuff
on the floor. It's a
pile of bits.
D
genuinely
for me.
Looks like collapsed scaffolding, doesn't it? It just looks like bits have fallen on top of it. You know, like when you see massive city and it's just like crushed buildings collapsed. That's what it looks like on top of tank treads. It's just flattened buildings.
Yeah. So what are you saying for this one then, Liam? What's your ranking?
How far down can we go? Because if S is top, we can't go below that and have it. So I don't know. E. We said D.
We're only going to D.
D is the lowest, yeah.
D.
You can give it an E if you want.
Wee magic E. No, I'll stick with the conventions that we've agreed on here. The rules we've set. D.
Well, if you're both going D, then I'll go along with that. So it's a D. It's our first
Told
D.
you there was a D. There we go.
Yeah. Done. You just slipped it in there.
Slipped it there. That was it. Exactly.
Lovely. Fantastic. Ooh, we're gonna have some Bayformers fans a bit unhappy about that one, I can tell you. But
I know. Sorry, guys. But
It's just opinions, isn't it? It's just opinions. We're not right or wrong.
The robot mode is slightly better. We'll give it that.
And there are other other Movieverse Megatrons on this list, which might rank higher.
Oh no.
Maybe. Now, we've got a double whammy now coming up, because we've got...
Ooh.
You're going to love this one, Liam. This is just for you. There are two Titanium Megatrons. Your favourites.
A T. Give it a T.
It's a T. It's sort of its own category, isn't it? I'm going to give it a T for Titanium. It's,
it's like a... Like we said, Tippy C at the start with Titanium.
T for terrible, exactly.
Titty C.
Can I just refresh your memory of what the one Titanium Megatron, Liam's favourite toy, what it looks like? You love it, man. It's like bloody Jason and Supreme Cheetah.
Yes, honestly. I've got a note here on this one. Looks like he's been run over. That's all I put.
It looks like your squash badger that you were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
So roadkill Megatron.
Exactly.
Look at the state of that. I dropped a picture. Look at it.
It's just awful.
This defies ranking somehow. This is
he's
so
just
bad.
Lying down, isn't he? He's lying on his face. That's what he's doing.
Well, I'm going to surprise you here then, because I'd give this a solid B. I like this.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
Come on, man.
Well, look how weird it is. It makes no sense. Why? Look at this little crap gun on the top. It's so strange. it's
awful.
It looks like a...
What is it?
With a little pointy bit on the end, it kind of looks like some sort of needle.
It's beyond woeful. Like, it's offensively bad.
And because it's titanium, it'll also be really floppy and really rubbish.
Yeah, but I like Dreamwave as well, so...
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. That's true. I still give it a D, though.
I told you, Liam loves this toy. Like,
this toy is so terrible.
He's so apologetic about this toy. It's unbelievable.
Do you know what the old mode is, though? It is this Megatron, when I think this is a Don Figueroa design, bless him, but it really is like Megatron just falls over And that's his tank mode. That's it. And his feet flip up.
I can totally see it looking good in Don Figueroa's artwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
The toy does not translate it at all. Mm. For me, this is solid D. This is bottom tier. This is like bottom of the ranking.
Same.
But Liam, you're giving it a B.
I'm giving it a B.
All right. We'll come back to that one then.
I might not solidly believe in that B. But...
I was going to say, what about the other one? There's the G.I. Joe Megatron, the Titanium Megatron as well.
You can't quantify this. Look at it. It's a tank with no treads. Well, there's sort of
it's
hidden
a box.
Treads.
It's a box with a little turret on top.
It's got Gwyneth Paltrow's head inside.
It looks like his turret's been put on top of a laser beak. That's what it looks like. It's really
bizarre. It's got a big M on the front.
Yeah.
Why? Who is it? Which character could it be?
In disguise.
Stands for micro change.
Yeah. It's the micro legend version.
I don't know what to say about this thing. Look at it. Look at the state of it.
But it's got those really rubbishy little wheels underneath as well, doesn't it? It just squeaks as you push it along.
Oh, man.
It's just like, no. It's
D,
not a good old
D,
mod.
D. Yeah.
D all the way, isn't it?
G.I. Joe crossover as well. One of the first proper ones.
One of the first, yeah. One of the first.
Titanium, yeah.
I think it was only Energon Snowcat that had come before this. And this was the sort of, you know, second G.I. Joe crossover. Auspicious start, as it were. Oh, dear. So I'm giving those both a D. You can give them a T if you want to, Liam.
Absolutely terrible.
T for terrible.
T-T-T. Yeah.
Yeah.
T for terrible. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's move on to the next one then. We're gonna skip a few. There are a lot of Megatron tanks. So there's something Universe, United, whatever else. We can't do all of them, but we are going to fast forward a little bit to Combiner Wars.
Yeah.
It's a big tank. It's a very shiny silver tank.
Very shiny. Very silver. Again, this is my other S. I went right in there.
And really?
Yeah. And the reason being that I think it's just a really solid alt mode. Looks like it's a really nice tank. I remember transforming it and just really enjoying it. Felt really chonky and solid. It's got moving treads. It's just a mega hunk. He's a mega hunk. That's what Megatron should be. I think kind of goes hand in hand with the Armada version in the way it looked in my mind.
But, okay,
I think it's a good alt mode because he's gonna
before Siege. This was kind of the for a minute there. Anyway, this was kind of the quintessential G1 Megatron as a tank thing, wasn't it? This was kind of
they did an Armada version out of it as well.
Yeah, they did. They did. Oh, that's
did
true.
They? Oh.
This was I had this. I liked it. I would give it an A. I'm very sorry. This mode is really good. The turret when it turns, tuk, 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 as well. It's got that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I can go with an A.
The moving treads, like Jason said, tremendous.
I've never actually handled this toy, believe it or not. Never handled it.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice.
Yes. I really like the look of it.
It's
really solid.
The robot mode looks nice because again, it was one of the first times that they got like a really good cartoony looking Megatron almost.
Yeah,
it's when they were first starting to lean back into that properly, and it's good, but it doesn't move like you think it would. It's like more limited than you expect.
Yeah, because so it's kind a combiner of wars. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a rare one where the fusion cannon's bolted to his arm as well from memory. Like it does, I don't think it comes off, does it? It stays attached.
It does that weird slot in the middle of the turret, if I remember. But yeah, it's attached. Kind of just spins around
and it
on a pivot.
The extends look as well. That's it.
Yeah.
As far as modes go, though, this mode is really, really cool. It's massive. It's real presence to it.
It looks great in alt mode on a shelf.
Yes.
It really does.
It really reminds me of the G2 toy, you know, in size and just feel. It's got that massive, big, chunky toy to it.
Kind of making me want to pick it up now. I'm not going to lie. It looks great. Like, I've always thought it looked great. I remember there was a hot minute there where they started advertising this stuff with, like, MP10, a Masterpiece MP10 or something like this. Yeah. And it really felt like, look, we're never going to do a Masterpiece Megatron again, so here's this thing. Do you know what I mean? And this kind of sort of scales with MP10 a little bit.
Yep.
That was the vibe. Really, there was this whole third-party industry around it of upgrade kits to try and get it a little bit better. There were so many.
Yeah, I remember. It was a real thing for a hot minute there. It feels so weird now to think about.
And as with all classic Megatrons that don't turn into a gun, people found a way to turn it into a gun.
They did. I'd forgotten about
it. Life finds a way.
Not a very convincing one.
Upside down submarine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fair enough. Okay, so we're going A on this one?
Yeah, overall.
Easy A. Very easy A.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, interesting. Easy A, another easy A for you, Liam. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next one then, we have Titans Return.
Yeah, now I'm going to red card this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're doing the Titans Return miniseries at the moment.
Okay, okay. And so we can't talk about this one. There,
so let's not talk about this until at some point comes up in that.
Well, plus this is a triple changer, so it's a difficult one to quantify in terms of Jet and Tank, isn't it? So maybe we need to park this one for today then.
Yeah, okay. No, we'll come back to it. So
there's a little nice tease for your miniseries though.
Exactly. There, it's a reason,
I hope people were listening to that and they were they were taking it as the hint that they should get on the Patreon.
Exactly. That's the one.
That's what it was. Yeah. So we'll give it a P.
Yeah, P for Patreon. Oh, I see what you did. Nice.
I'm giving it a P. I'm giving it a P, please, Bob.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. So that means we jump straight to Siege, Earthrise.
Siege. Yeah, Siege and Earthrise is kind of one bag, if you like. Sort of, I don't really have a lot to say about this one. It's all right.
The retools, they are different, but they're one's a retool of the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
This is, we're sort of back to Box Megatron a bit here with this one, aren't we?
Yeah. I think you're right. It's okay. I remember it not being the best fun. And I know I'm talking about transformation now, but just even in the alt mode, it's not, I don't leave it in alt mode. I think that's probably why. So it's in the middling for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have it. I have it over there. And it's pretty much my go-to Megatron because it's that one that fits the best currently, you know, amongst things. Yeah. But I would easily give this a C.
I was going to say C as well. Yeah,
it's not the best. Right. Like, it's very compromised. It's to get the cartoon your robot more than anything.
Exactly that. The priority is the robot mode.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Exactly right. That's what the priority with Generations is now, and this is pretty much the start of that, I suppose, with Siege, isn't it? Combined with all the eras, but then you Siege with this one. It's very much robot, and then what else can it turn into? Tank.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so that's a C for that. Then we've got Cyberverse Megatron, also
which,
a tank.
Which ones? Oh, what, from the show?
Yeah.
So he's like a future tank. He's a future tank.
Yeah, it's like a big old box, basically. It's just another boxy tank. There's a picture that I could find of it.
Oh, that's... Oh, see, I like this.
That is the one. Yeah, I like
this one. Like, easy B+ for me, because it does look like a tank, but it looks like something out of Metal Gear Solid. It's got that slightly futuristic vibe, but it's more successful than others, because a lot of the others, they try to look like a real world tank but then have a lot of compromises, so it's kind of like visually it's obvious, whereas this doesn't. It tries to look like some kind of futuristic Cybertronian tank, so its compromises are more easily hidden as futuristic looking bits, and I like this. I think it's very serviceable. It's remarkably simple as well, like when you look at it, like lots of very simple flat surfaces. It's not a complex looking mode, and I think that kind of works in its favor.
Yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of is the tank that's in Tron, the movie? It has that vibe.
No, I can see that. Yeah.
It looks like an Atari tank, doesn't it? Something you'd see like on an Atari.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really like it.
Solid B.
I gave it a solid A on mine.
Nice. Okay, nice. I can go with an A on that one. I think that's fair.
I feel like the Simon Cowell of this episode now. I'm the one with the criticisms. Like Jason's everything's an S.
Every episode.
Jason's like Tom Cruise for Winfrey. You get an S. You get an S.
Just doling it out.
It's
like that meme.
Like a snake. Snake Jason.
Yeah, slippery snake.
Jason. Yes. Liam, Steve. You're just like the harsh rancor, that's all.
I'm like, it's a no from me.
I said rancor.
Yeah.
Rancor.
Make sure.
careful. I hope you meant to say it that way and weren't just mispronouncing it like so many other words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, being very careful how I pronounce that one. Don't worry.
It's not Mastodon.
No. Mastodon. Siakon. Now, look, there are more tanks. There are many, many, many more tanks, but I'm going to move on because I'm bored of talking about tanks now, if anything else. Like, we could talk about, there's like the IDW tank as well, although it's not really revealed in the comic, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't know. There are more tanks. Let's put it that way.
This is where it can end up back on social and everyone else can tell us all the ones we missed.
Tell us all the tanks we didn't talk about. And we'd love to hear about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some jets, because there are lots of jets.
Yeah.
Lots of jets.
You know how much we love Jet.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, oh, there we go. Yeah, don't we?
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So I want to talk about, just quickly, the G2, I'm going to throw a curveball here, ATB Megatron, which is not really a Megatron, but I'm going to throw it in. Do you know which one I mean?
Yeah.
this the little, is it a little tiny, it reminded me of like Fireflight.
This is the unreleased Megatron that was only ever seen in packaging and then had a very limited retail release. But it was released as Dreadwing, I should say. And it's the sort of, and Smoke Jumper. It's the sort of triangular swept-back wing bomber, basically.
With stealth bomber.
Stealth bomber. Yeah. Yeah, totally. I know the one. Is it like a kind of purple and bright green or something weird?
It's black. This was black. I'll find you a picture, cool. Jason. Hang on.
This is the one that they think was only released in like Chicago or somewhere, isn't it?
One city somewhere. One store. Yeah.
But the mold has been reused, Jason, so many times. Like I've got the RID versions whose name is Dreadwing and someone else, I think.
It's Punishing.
I know.
His Gatwing gun is Illing. All of that.
His Gatwick gun.
Gatwick gun. Yeah, he's on his way to the airport. Yeah.
Okay, I'm liking this
flight path.
I do like the stealth bomber. Anyway,
to me, this is. I know this is an unreleased toy. It's not technically a Megatron. It's a Megatron in repaint only. This is total S tier for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy S tier. Yeah.
Absolute S.
In pretty much any colorway. Any of its colorways is fantastic. Cool. This is probably the best one. You've got this, haven't you?
No. I have the Beast Wars second version, which is was re-released in basically the same colors with a few like little tempo changes and things like this. A few little minor tweaks from this color scheme, but they released it as BB in Beast Wars second, and it's great. Really nice. Yeah, Definitely recommend.
Yeah.
We then move on to Machine Wars, which was really kind of one of the first jet mode Megatrons, but it's a little bit on the plane side. I don't know if plane.
There we go. Nice.
Yeah. Totally unintentional. Here it is. It's a little thing. It's a flip changer.
I almost bought the Megaplex version of this the other day.
It's nice.
And I saw it in a shop for £65 sealed, and somebody at me went, buy it, and I didn't, and somehow
65.
Yeah.
Oh mate, you can get it for a lot less than that. Well, look, I always do that thing.
That was probably like a month ago. You know what things are like now.
Yeah. Toy I'm always doing that thing where I'm like, I bought it 8 years ago and it didn't cost that much
for £2
for 14 exactly. shillings and a sixpence.
Right. And a toffee.
Yeah. True. But look, this is my least favorite Machine Wars release. I'm going to say that quite categorically of the, 14 toys or whatever, 12 toys that it is. This is my least favorite. I don't like the color scheme on this one very much. I like the mold a lot, but just this color scheme is so drab.
Oh, I like the fade though. It reminds me of, you remember Maz's Frost Rod?
Yeah.
That kind of...
Frost Rod, yeah.
Icy color.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Maz's Frost Rod, Jason.
But, I averted my eyes when he tried to show me. That's what it was.
He whips it out sometimes.
That's why he moved next to a volcano.
Yeah. Unsolicited.
Exactly.
Unsolicited Frost Rod.
It's an odd one, this one, isn't it? Yeah. I'd probably... He's kind of like... So it's a flip changer. So it's going to be dead simple.
Flip changer. It's a basic
tiny little guy. Yeah.
Tiny toy. I'd give it a C
as well. It's right in the middle, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's just not much. It's all right. Small, simple toy, isn't it? It just does its job.
Yeah,
totally.
Well, we then come to RID Megatron. Now, this thing is going to feature a few times on this list.
How many modes does this have?
It's got a few.
Did you tell people what mode this was? I just thought we're looking at the picture. Did we say what it is? It's a jet, but is it an F-35? It's very much like the movie Starscream, isn't it? It's like the Raptor.
Yeah, it does. It totally does. Yeah.
It is that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well,
here you go, Liam. You can identify what kind of jet RID 2001 Megatron is then.
Oh, this is the one that the US military are famed for using. The old Dragon jet.
Yeah, the Dragon jet. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I love that. I absolutely love that.
Do you think he's giving it an S? He's giving it an S.
I'm not. I'm going to give it an A. It is my favorite mode.
He's giving it an S plus.
it's my fave mode of this figure because we're going to revisit. A. But a sad A.
Okay, I'll give it an A. I can go with an A. What do you think, Liam?
It's a B. It's a B. Because it's just a extra mode. It's an official mode that feels like a fan mode, if you know what I mean. It's got
Do you know, I'm kind of with you on that, actually. I'm downgrading to a B.
It's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's a cool thing.
It's the legs on top that kill it slightly. Yeah. It's the obvious dragon legs.
I like
dragon feet legs.
I really like that. So silly. It's so silly.
Considering it's one mode of like 18 or however many this toy has, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah. That's the most sensible mode of this thing. You know?
I'm gonna give it a B+.
Yeah, all right.
B plus player.
B plus.
Definite B. It's not,
overall it's a B.
It's not bad.
Let's put it.
It's not
there.
Great.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun and interesting, but
well, let's do some more jets. We've got Energon Megatron.
A nice big chonky boy. Yeah, I'd give that a solid B from me on that one.
Just a B?
Yeah, just a B. He's good, but B's still, you know, it's above. Hang on.
You sound like Liam right now. B's still good.
This is like the most negative Jason's ever been on anything.
I know, I'm amazed.
It's a B!
Okay, I can go with a B for Energon Megatron.
Yeah.
It's, you know how much I love this toy and this character. Now we have the little one right here, don't I, in my hand, the core class version of it.
Core.
But in terms of jet modes, it's cool, it's interesting. I've never been into that sloped neck, you know, it slopes down. It's just something feels strange about it, like a...
Doesn't look very aerodynamic.
No, totally. No. Yeah. It reminds me of a ship from Firefly. That's what I think of when I see that.
Yeah. Something in space, you can see it's very Thunderwing, isn't it? It's a very Thunderwing vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
I do like the Batman cowl at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny, isn't it? Batman, yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's cool, but again, B. Easy B.
Okay. Now we're back onto the movie for this one. It's the 2007 Megatron jet, of course. Do I need to remind you what this thing looks like?
Well, can I just illustrate this with my note that I wrote for this one, which starts, ha 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 ha, what even is that thing?
I just heard, as I mentioned it and posted a picture, I just heard Liam go,
quite audibly. Look at it. Oh, no.
You know what it looks like?
What is it?
It looks like a novelty pen you get at a gift shop at like a theme park.
Oh, my God.
You know, like when you go to like Orton Towers and you find like a giant novelty pen that you could never use anywhere, but you still want it. And you're like, I'll get it. But you'd never use it because it's too big and unwieldy. That's what it looks like. Look at where the sword bit at the front is. That's the pen.
This alt mode would make so much more sense if you put it on water. Like, it looks like a boat to me, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or a seaplane. Yeah.
Like a pontoon or something. I don't know.
I think you can tell a mode isn't successful when you have to try and rationalize it constantly. Like that. I see what you mean. Like, it would make sense on water, but you kind of have to look for a reason for it to work.
True.
Like, this just, again, it's like the tank. It's like the modes are so complex and stuff, like the visual designs in the films. And then they obviously went vehicle mode, just whatever you can get out of it, bits that fold into something. And like, you wouldn't say it was cool. You'd say, it's kind of interesting from a standpoint of trying to work out what it is.
Yeah.
Like the wings remind me of, you remember, like, is it Hearts of Steel? You remember the comic where they have like the 1900s planes and stuff?
Yeah,
the wings have kind of got that,
yeah,
like a, that kind of vibe. But then the rest of it is like a tank or a pen, novelty pen.
Is that his head right in the middle as well, again, which is just kind of at the end of the top of the pen.
It is.
It's just awful.
I'm going to tell you, I've already put D on the list. Like, I just from the conversation alone, I can sort of sense where this one is going. So
I'm not going to give it a classification because I dislike it that much.
Yeah.
It's not, wow. D feels positive.
It's not on the list.
Yeah,
it's gone. Okay. Yeah. Well, look, we've got another movie verse Megatron here, another jet, but this is The Last Night Megatron.
Stark contrast, absolute A+ belter.
Agreed.
It's tremendous.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I put it as a B, but surprisingly good is what I put for this.
For me, this is solid A territory. I got to tell you, I love it. Absolutely love
it. It looks like a jet. It doesn't look like a real jet.
It does.
It looks like a space jet. It looks like something. It doesn't just say it's Cybertronium, which means it can just look like nothing and we can get away with it.
It's
got elements where you look at it and go, man, that's a cool looking jet.
Multiple
still have that toy of this because it's brilliant. One of
my two memories of watching The Last Night in the cinema. Well, actually, I've got lots, like, you know, Fish Punch and all of that. But One is Maz, and we've mentioned this on the podcast before, is Maz, I was sat next to Maz, and turned to me about halfway through the film and just went, "So how have you been?" And just started chatting to me about work and all kinds.
Yeah.
But the other one was, is when Megatron flew in his jet form and transformed in the desert, he turned to me and just went, "Okay, that's cool." And was like the one moment that both of us were like, "Yeah, good, excellent." Yeah. And it was a bright spark in that film. So yeah, from solid A for me.
Best Megatron design in the movies by an absolute mile. Yeah, totally, robot mode is fantastic.
Yeah, really, it does. It works.
And it looks like a pickaxe. It just looks like, you know how he turns into a gun normally. Like this one is like he also turns into a pickaxe that someone could wield. It's just kind of the shape of it.
Yeah.
Real pointy and jetty and
backwards
cool.
Wings. It just looks, it's cool.
Just looks a really well thought out sci-fi jet mode. It's beautiful. Really, really great.
See what you make of this next one then, chaps. This is Transformers Prime Megatron. Another jet.
Atrocious.
Just wow. Jason, coming in swinging.
And you know what really upsets me about this is that I've wanted to buy this figure for a long time because I love the robot mode.
The robot mode's cool.
The robot mode toy, the toy is great. This mode is not its shining light, but the robot mode is fantastic. The toy is brilliant, like absolutely brilliant. Other than
look at his tiny little head. Look at his tiny little head in the cockpit. Yeah,
the idea is it's supposed to be able to pop out, isn't it? That's this kind of, it's very Scourge-like in that.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going for. I think it's quite deliberate, but yeah, it's one of those ones where you feel like it's not a real mode.
Yeah.
It looks like a fan mode.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like
a toy that, a non-transforming Megatron that someone's tried to transform, tried to give it a move.
It's closer to a shuriken than it is to a jet, you know? Just throw
kind
it
of agree.
Somebody.
Yeah. This I is will a not D accept for me. It.
Cybertronian. Yeah, easy D.
Yeah,
easy D.
No shade on the design for the robot, though, because robot
I love
is
that.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it's great. Great.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about the Titans Return toy again, but of course Jason has vetoed that.
Yeah, sorry.
So we'll have to leave that one. The next one then, of course, is Super Megatron. Last jet. It's kind of a spaceship more than anything, I guess.
It is. So it reminds me of a Babylon 5 ship in the way that it looks, if you've ever seen that sci-fi program.
Yeah.
It kind of has that thing.
Felt I had to include this one because it's... There's also a sort of tank mode, isn't there? But
yeah, but that's my problem with it, is it's trying to be too many flying things in one thing.
Yeah.
It's just got too much going on.
It's a weird one. The original, the actual Battlemasters, Battlestars, Battlemasters, what am I talking about? The actual Battlestars concept.
The manga.
Manga. Those modes, I think, are more successful than the toy, which I forgive the toy for, because, yeah, ultimately it's trying to retool and recreate the design. I kind of like it, though, for what it is. I don't know.
I like this. I've mentioned that toy loads on this podcast, haven't I? I love the toy, but it does look like a flying duck. Well, ducks obviously fly, so there's that. But I dig it. Like the Battlestars manga version is fantastic. It's got that kind of like X-Wing vibe, you know what I mean? It's got like lots of wingy bits and stuff, and it looks like something out of, you remember the video game R-Type?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, it does.
Yes.
It's 6-0, sorry. It was a computer game of the olden
computer
times.
Game.
But it's a very like sci-fi shooty jet. Jason, you know what I mean, don't you?
I can do absolutely know what you mean, yep. That's right.
Shooty space jet.
Okay.
I love shooty weird space jets.
Shooty space jet.
Where are you going then with this one?
For me it's a D.
Oh, Jason.
Really, Jason?
Yeah, it is. I just don't think there's too much going on. Don't like it. It's awful. It's awful.
Way out, Liam.
Are we talking about the toy or the Battlestars manga here? Which one?
You've got to take it all into account.
Okay, so Battlestars manga, I like that because that version looks more like that kind of futuristic military sci-fi. It's got
go
that
with the manga.
Kind of,
let's go with the manga.
That I would give an A. The toy, I would lean into a B or C territory. But this, the manga one, I think it's great.
Okay, well, I think on balance, Liam swung between an A and a B. Jason's on a D. I think maybe a B.
I'll go up to a C, actually, seeing that image you put there.
My final offer.
My final offer. Because I looked at the toy image of it earlier, and that's a bit more X-Wing vibes there. I'll give it
all right, then we're definitely going B overall. Swing to a B.
Yeah.
We're going to go B.
I'm an unreliable choice on this, because I have a very, very large soft spot for it.
That's good though. One thing I'm going to say, though, is we skipped one, which might have been intentional, but I need to say it because it's a thrilling 30.
Generations.
Which is the, you know, the big massive stealth bomber in Black and Purple.
You're absolutely right. I
the deluxe stealth bomber, yeah.
I do need to mention that one.
Beautiful toy. That, for me, is a solid S all the way. I really love it.
That this is kind of the this is the ATB mode again in a way, in a weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is the Don Figueroa redesign, wasn't it, for IDW?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's for the black stealth bomber jet. And yeah, that's a really cool looking mode.
It is. It's really nice.
Maybe an A for me, I think.
Yeah, A.
I think stealth bomber, you know, jets, you know, if you had to say about the jet that I think works really well for Megatron, the stealth bomber is the one that I feel fits him the best.
Yeah.
Out of all them, you know, Starscream is your jet fighter and that kind of thing, but Megatron just being a bomber and a stealth bomber keeps that insidious part of his gun mode.
That's true,
and stuff,
actually. So. It really kind of carries that over nicely. Yeah,
yeah, it's cool.
That whole kind of theme. Gonna go with an A then on that one, if you don't mind, Jason.
Yeah,
yep, that is fine. We'll bounce it.
You can give it an S if you want for stealth.
Yeah,
a stealth S.
Right, stealths.
We're gonna talk some cars. So we'll rattle through these. So there are not too many cars, but he has been a car a few times. The first time was in Generation 2 when he was a Gobot. And I think this is pretty nice. I mean, it's not classic
cute.
Megatron. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
But as car Megatron goes, I think this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say it's a bit of simple fun, really, isn't it? It's just a little generic car, you know? But I did put it as a C because I wasn't that taken by
for
it.
For crap.
Yeah.
just
like, you know, little car.
It's actually a Porsche 959, in case you're wondering.
Oh,
it's
was it?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, I give
it's
it
jazz.
A D then.
It's basically jazz, isn't it?
Because it doesn't look like that. Really? Is that
what you've gone down knowing
gone
what
down
it is?
Now. Well, yeah. Oh, I can see it from the.
Do you think Megatron is a Porsche, as a sports car? Does
it just doesn't. I think that's part of it as well for me. Megatron is there's only one really that works for me within this kind of car mode stuff, but it's always the good guys that are the cars. Maybe
you're
that's
not into
a bit biased. Yeah.
Okay. Where are you leaning towards on this one, Liam?
D. It doesn't fit Megatron at all.
What?
It just because all bots are cars, really, aren't they? Not Megatron.
Yeah, but
Megatron
he's a
is
go-bot.
A port. But it's
even worse.
A very yeah. Also, is that Cyclonus' gun there next to him? Like,
it does look like it.
It's very much like that, but
it does look like it.
It's a perfectly serviceable car mode, but there's nothing in it that makes me look at it and go, "Wow, that's a cool Megatron." It's like,
well, look, I respect both
car
your
mode
opinions
we've seen a million times,
but I'm writing down an S because it's
it's clearly
S for Spy Changer.
Gosh,
there you go. So it's an S tier.
D for drivel.
If it's a Spy Changer, it's an automatic S or Gobot. Yeah. So it's deserved. So no, you're both going D.
Yeah,
I would say A. So we'll compromise on an A.
It's fine for A. It would be a cool car, I suppose, but it just doesn't feel like a Megatron alt mode here.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I think that's my issue as well. Yeah.
All right, I'm putting A stroke D. As a compromise.
That's it.
We've then got this thing.
Well, yeah, I get yeah.
This is R.I.D. Megatron again in his sort of Batmobile mode.
Boy, yeah, is that what it is?
It's the jet that someone's like trying to wring it out like a towel. It's like they've sort of stretched it a bit and
it's a Batmobile in the sense that it also turns into a bat. And now it's a car.
This is a wild time at Hasbro, wasn't it? Just like, you know, what were they smoking? Yeah,
it's
true. It's
Takara,
isn't it?
The whole way. Yeah,
they're just like, woo, let's have some fun. It's the 90s.
I love this thing, though. I love this toy. But this alt mode is not its best feature, is it? It's not its best foot forward. Yeah.
For all the criticisms and complaints I leveled at the jet mode, which was actually far more coherent and obviously jet mode
exactly.
than this, I would give this a B.
Oh, really?
Because it just looks, it's mad. It just is just too, it looks like a float at a parade.
Yeah, it does. That's true, actually. Yeah.
What I love like about Mardi this Gras. Is that I love the wheels. I love the way that the wheels are concealed in the legs. and the sides of the wings and things like that. I love the way the wings curve over. I think that's super nice. I know it's got a pair of obvious dragon feet just hanging off the back there, and a sort of weird dildo thing just sticking out the front, you know, but I can't help but
bubblegum
love it.
Dildo.
Right, exactly. Just this ginormous, I'm going to give it a B. Yeah.
So I'm going to go C on this one.
What were you, Liam, on this one?
A low end of the B, but I think just it's the wheels. It's like you say, it feels like with the jet mode, the wheels, I mean, the wings are obviously the bat wings doubled up, which makes sense. But here, I like the purposefulness of the wheels. It's kind of
I mean, I think what's weird, so I'm going to give it a C overall. It feels like it's, you know, sort of certainly in comparison to this next one, it's deserving of a C. And I think what's weird is that it's kind of doing the same thing as this next one. But when I post this picture, you're going to see how much more successful it is.
Yeah.
S. Easy S. Great toy. Great.
Obviously, yes, is Cybertron Megatron, the Batmobile. Complete S.
Absolutely. S all the way. It's beautiful. I love it.
Successful. And is based on Batman of the future / beyond.
Yeah, it's really
nice. I actually don't want to talk about this one too much because, and Liam will know what I'm going to say, we did a whole mini series on this, didn't we? A whole mini series chapter with Maz and his Unicron trilogy series. And was it the last one we did?
I think it was. I think that's where we ended it on. Was it not where we ended it on, like, one of the best toys?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the last one we did. So what I will say is that if people want to hear our chat about this, and spoiler alert, S for spoilers, it was very uniformly positive. You can go and listen to that on our Goldbox Classics tier and get the skinny on that. But yeah, spoiler alert, we loved it.
And S for Cybertron in Japan.
Cybertron.
Cybertron.
Got in a couple, just a quick couple more cars for you. I think there's, two more cars. And I think they're both worth a mention because they're a little bit different. So this next one is Alternity Megatron, which, again, we have talked about on the pod before. We did a whole episode on Alternity. And so you can hear that chat and hear us talk about this one. What do we think to this one?
I love it. I think it's great. I put this as an S, actually, but I'm going to downgrade
really?
It to A. Okay. Partly because of
flip-flop Jason over there.
I know. Look at that. Weren't you the one that was like, Megatron cannot be a Porsche, but it could be a Nissan.
Exactly.
Absolutely fine.
So that's totally fine. I love that car mode.
It's cool.
It's really cool. It's got a bit of an angry face as well, that Nissan does. So yeah, it sits well for me. I'll let that one off. But yeah, I'll give it a solid A for the Alternative.
Oof. High marks.
Yeah.
Liam?
B. It's cool. It's a good toy and it's fine. But like I say, to get an A or an S, it's got to be something like a real special thing. Whereas I think this is just it's a cool car, man. It's a cool toy, cool mode. But
yeah,
it's not that Cybertron car.
No, it's not. Let's be fair. It's not. It's not
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm so tempted to give it an A for Alternity.
Maybe that's why I did that.
He's got his head in his hands.
Just I was like, going to say, at least it's not an E for Eternity. He would have waited for an E for Eternity.
Exactly. I'll give it an A minus. How's that?
Okay.
We'll go B overall then.
Yeah, exactly. B overall.
I think we have so many, like masterpiece cars and stuff like that, and so many really good car modes. I think I'm starting to feel a little bit desensitized. You know, when I see like a really good car mode now, I just kind of look at it and go, oh, that's fine. And I'm not like wowed, like it used to be.
If you think about when that came out, was the thing. I remember when that came out and I remember just being really like bowled over by it. Just Megatron as a really nice looking car.
Yeah. I think it needs to be a mad space car though.
Yeah. There is that, Liam. You are right.
But not through the filter of the Bayverse. Absolutely not that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the last Megatron alternate mode that's a car. The last Megatron car mode, I should say. And this one is something a little special.
Oh, it's so cute.
This is Q Transformers Megatron.
Q for cute.
Yeah.
This
very
easy
cute.
A. This is brilliant. I love this.
I really like it. Yeah, it's really nice. I'd love to get my hands on it.
It's wacky and weird.
Brilliant. Yeah. Love it. And the thing is with this is that I know it's like a little, you know, what did we call it? Chibi? Was it you, Liam, that said chibi that one time? It's stuck in my head now. You talk about your mispronunciations. That's really stuck in my head, that notion of it's chibi.
Coming back for me, are you? Is that what it is? Vengeance. Exactly.
We've all mispronounced something at some point, mate. So you just, you know, it depends how big a deal you want to make of it, isn't it? But I think that, I know it's got the squish proportions and all of that, but it's just a super cool mode anyway. Like, you can imagine it not being truncated and it would look great. It's got the red rims on the wheels and that kind of stuff. I just think it looks great. It's a definite A for me, this.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, I adore it. And everything that works for it for me is what's different to the previous one. Is the previous one looks like a real car. This, it's got like the like angry looking front end, the squished proportions.
It's true.
It feels, it's got more character to it. And I think that's what a Megatron Alt Mode needs, is character. And I think that's what this car has. Is it looks like a real car mashed with a sort of fictional take, if that makes sense. Like the front grille just looks like an angry face. And I like that. It's cool.
It does look, it'll break you. And he's got angry wheels, red angry wheels. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'm well into this. This is actually, I don't own any Q Transformers, but this is one that I would look at and go, yeah, I could.
I've got Ultra Magnus and Thundercracker, and they're both wonderful little toys.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah, they are. They're cool. I've got quite a few, actually. Don't have that Megatron, though, but it's nice.
So that's it for cars. I think there maybe are one or two more, but those are the most of them.
That's it for the cars?
Yes.
Ah, so, but we didn't. Are we going to answer the question then of who's going to drive you home tonight?
I mean, quite clearly, it's that Q Transformers Megatron, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can't go back, on thinking nothing's wrong.
Might be interesting, actually, at this point to just look back quickly. I mean, I think we could agree that the G1 gun is the best gun, right? Out of that and the classics.
Yeah.
What's the best tank? The top rated tanks were Action Master, which in retrospect seems weird.
Combiner Wars is probably...
It was the Armada.
Yeah.
It was the Armada
tank. That makes sense.
Oh, Armada tank, yeah.
Armada
tank,
that's the one. That was the S ranking.
It's the best one.
From the Jets, the only S ranking was the ATB Megatron.
Whoa.
Really?
Oh, no, I didn't give the other one an S, did I? I gave it an A.
The Thrilling 30, yeah.
Yeah,
Thrilling
30. Last night one. Was it last night? The Jet
last night was an A as well.
That
yeah.
was an A,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's my favourite. Even though even though I gave it a lower rank.
Then we go back and change it all. We've got to do the episode again.
Start re-recording. Okay. Car-wise, it's actually the Cybertron was the best, of course.
Yeah, that
so he's won
sense.
The Car Wars.
Yeah. It's from the Car Wars,
there
yeah.
we go. Nice.
Yeah.
Begun the Car Wars have.
Yeah, fair enough. Very good. Now we got trucks. And there aren't many.
Well, yeah, there's one.
There is technically two. Like, it depends if you count Age of Extinction. Really, it's Galvatron.
Yeah.
It's not. Is it Galvatron? Is it Megatron? I don't know. Whatever. But
is it stupid? Yeah.
Right.
Rubbish.
Is it ugly? But we've got the Dark of the Moon Megatron, which is the truck Megatron, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do we think to you know what it looks like? What do you think to this one?
I like it. I've never actually seen it for reals and held it, but it's have real
seen
fabric.
You've seen it in the film though, right? Like, you know what it looks like in the film.
Dark of the Moon. Have I seen that one? I don't know if I've seen that one. I'm not sure.
Have you not?
No, I've only seen. I could only cope with the first two.
It's long.
Right, okay, I've not seen it then.
Very long.
But he's got the fabric on him, doesn't he? And is that real fabric? That's a game changer.
On some of the third party toys it is, but I don't think on many of the like mainline toys. No.
Okay then.
Could be wrong.
Yeah. But... So you know, it kind of reminds me of like a toy truck that you'd get as a kid. It's, you know, it looks all right. Yeah, it's quite a big kind of chonky piece of toy truck. I don't know, I'd give it a C. I've never handled it. I don't know much about it. Don't really care, if I'm to be blunt.
Okay, sure. You going to weigh in on this one, Liam?
Well,
my thing with this... Again.
No, it's not that. My thing with this is I am opposed to the idea of Megatron taking on the same alt mode as Optimus Prime. It just feels valid. Like they should be so different, and it feels wasted that... they gave him a truck mode. And then in the film, there's no explanation of why he's decided to be a truck. It's like, my arch nemesis is a truck. There's no, it doesn't delve into that. It's just like, he's a truck now.
But he's, you know, a baddie, spiky truck. That's why.
But it feels like, wouldn't it, Megatron, of all people, be, you know, who bitterly hates Optimus Prime, his worst enemy? Would he not be like, I refuse to take on the same form as him and look like a more disheveled form of him? Like, it's an okay truck, but when I look at it, I don't instantly think, oh, Megatron. Like, whereas I look at that Q Transformer, the car mode, and instantly I can see elements of what I think of as Megatron, like the car mode. I look at it and go,
I get what you're saying.
That's valid.
It's like a green truck. It's Onslaught.
It's funny then when you
I think Onslaught, yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's funny then when you get Optimus toys that turn into guns, and it's like we've got the Megatron truck and the Optimus gun. That's kind of a weird dichotomy that's sort of happened now.
That's wrong. I blocked that from my memory. That's
that has happened.
And why is he wearing a coat?
His face got hurt, didn't he? He got a hurty face in the last one.
Who's he hiding from? Who's he like, oh, I'm too scared? He's Megatron. He's like, I don't want people to see me like this.
He's all mangled and disheveled, and he's like, oh, no, I look hideous. Oh, don't look at me. So I'm going to wear
The Transformers have a long history of masks. He's the Phantom of the Opera. We'll give him a mask.
Could just fix his face. I mean, he's a robot, so.
It's so bad. Yeah. It's so bad. I'm putting this down to a D now. You know?
Really?
No, I'm not. It's just, you know, as the actual alt mode, you know, it's a good kind of alt mode in the fact that it's kind of fun and stuff like that. But
I quite like this. I'm not gonna lie. I quite like it, and I quite like that it's the only truck Megatron. That kind of, it's unusual and it's different. And without it, we would have no truck Megatrons. And I think that would be kind of a shame. I know what you're saying, Liam, about it's Optimus's thing, but I don't know. I kind of dig it. I like the way that the cloak forms from the robot mode into the alt mode and vice versa. I think that's kind of cool. It looks great on screen. I don't think they did enough with it in the movie. Like, I think it was really underutilized as why is he turning into a truck and all of that. But
that's what I mean. There's no explanation. I like the stupid cape on the back of the truck, kind of that.
Yes.
But is he an oil tanker? If he's an oil tanker, why has he got wheels on the side of the tank thing there? What is that?
I don't really know. Like, I don't know what's going on there, honestly. He does, I think he is an oil tanker, yeah.
So why has he got wheels on the side of the tank? That's weird. But I like that turns into a
gun. Spare wheels, that's what they are.
If they'd have called it Onslaught, if I didn't know it was a Megatron and said this is Onslaught, I'd have been, actually, that's all right. That's a kind of cool looking Onslaught. Mm. But there's nothing about it. Look at it and go, ah, oh, yeah. That's Megatron. And I think you kind of need that in in these characters. It's just a green on.
So Jason was a D.
No, I'm gonna say C overall. That's okay. What I'm gonna say. Yeah, I'm gonna say C.
Liam?
The pain.
I know people like this though, and I don't want to get people moaning at me on Twitter.
Are you gonna give it a D for Dark of the Moon?
Yeah, there we go. D for Dark of the Moon. Positive.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I could live with a C. I think maybe a C on this one.
Just because it's
exactly. And a C is still good. A C is still all right. Still all right. It's not
as good as the Titanium Megatron, but
God, that thing. You love that thing, didn't you? Well, let's talk then. The final sort of category of vehicle mode, because we've done guns, tanks, jets, cars, trucks. You know what's left?
Yeah.
Helicopters.
Yes.
Yes.
So animated Megatron then.
Let's just keep this simple, shall we? And just move straight on that we all agree it's an S.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
It's 100% an S. Like, there's no way that it's not an S. I would.
So good.
My fingers would refuse to type anything else on this little sheet that we've got going if you suggested it. Even if you suggested it.
It was close to an A, but
really?
I think it sneaks over into an S. I think
it's an S.
It's great. Yeah, it looks like Megatron. It's that thing where you see it and you instantly can tell it turns into Megatron. It's just got that cool fit, perfect vibe to it. It's great. Great.
Yeah. And I would, out of every single one we've talked about, this is my top tier S. This is like my favorite out of them all. Yeah.
Wow.
I really love that mode. I really love it.
I just think it's a cool idea anyway, Megatron as a helicopter, but when you see it in the cartoon, it's so badass, man. It just looks intimidating. Yeah. It's the fusion cannon on the front of it.
And all the spiky angles. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. Good. I love the blades become the swords. I love everything about it. I just adore this design. Mm-hmm. It total S form for me. Earthspark is the other one, of course.
Yeah, which is a complete contrast to the animated one, in the fact that it's just a mash of parts and doesn't really work for me
at all. Really?
I don't really like it. Yeah.
I'm interested in that. I thought you'd be quite pro this one.
No, it just didn't really float my boat. And again, I've not handled it. I've not actually seen it.
Okay. So the two things here, because there's the toys, and I think, are you looking at one of the images of the toys?
Yeah, that's what I would look. Yeah.
Okay. Because the toys are quite basic, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the cartoon, though.
Right. Okay.
What it looks like in the cartoon?
Let's have a little nosy here. Okay, then.
Have you seen the cartoon?
No, I've not actually.
My God. All right, well, you've got to watch it.
Yeah. You'll love it, Jason. Trust me. It's really good.
Ooh, right. Oh, he's like a Chinook. Oh.
It's just, I don't know, in the cartoon, it's a little bit more kind of cohesive and a little bit more obvious what it is that they're trying to do with it, I think. Whereas I don't own any of the toys, but I'm looking at some of the toys and they are an approximation of that design. But I don't think they do it justice in the way that the cartoon does it justice.
That looks so. It's the one that it was on Cybertron.com that I saw, which is the image, and it does not look like that at all. Why have they put this in the image that's online of the toy? The propellers are facing forward rather than in the vertical.
Because
position.
They can, I think they can face forward.
Yeah,
as well.
Like the flying, they shift forward. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They turn. I think this is pretty good. I really like it.
Okay. That's that's definitely a lot nicer. It's like kind of big chonky boy, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you at on this one, Liam?
I like it. I think this would be like a really good B. And I know in the context of the show, but like it's a really good B. Like I think it's a great mode, a really good mode. Looks like Megatron as well. Like when you look at, again, it's one of the vehicles you can see a Megatron in it.
It's not animated helicopter Megatron, but it's a solid reinterpretation of that idea, I guess.
It's really clean and simple as well. So I like the vibes of it, and it's different. It's its own thing. It's big. It's got this tiny weird cockpit. It's not trying to look like animated or anything else. It's its own cool looking helicopter, but there's enough of a callback to that for you to go, ooh.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Are you happy with a B on that one then, Jason? Or are you going to stick with
Well, I would go up for... I'll go to a C because it's a bit plain Jane still for me as well, you know. I'll go up a bit.
You like them a bit more flashy, do you, your copters?
Yeah, a bit more. A bit more
nice flashy chopper.
Flashy chopper, exactly.
Okay, cool.
But you can say B overall, though.
So yeah, I was going to say, I'll go with a B overall. So,
yeah.
Fair enough. Right, we then got some beasts to round up. This should be pretty straightforward because I'm thinking you all know what these animals look like. If I said crocodile, or is it an alligator?
Yeah, I would say WTF, this thing. Honestly, he's like a crocodile, really? Nah, it's not scary enough for Megatron.
What? Are you kidding me? What are you on about, man?
No, there's better ones. There's better beasts. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but this is the first one. This is the first beast. It's pretty, like, a crocodile's pretty scary, no?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, but it's not. I don't know. I feel that he could be, like, I was going to say, like, if it was a saber-toothed tiger, you know?
Jason, just so you know, this was intended to be G1 Megatron as well, wasn't it?
It was originally. Really? Yeah. And there is a toy that is sort of intended to be G1 Megatron as well. It's like a purple repaint of this. I love this thing, man. This is genuinely one of my favorite Transformers toys of all time.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Wow.
100%. I unequivocally, like the Bat Optimus Primal is good too, but this is god tier for me. This is like this is one of the best Megatron toys. It's got to be an S for me. This.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Yeah. I'm really I sorry. I had a D against this one.
Wow!
I mean, complete other end.
You've personally offended me, but
yeah.
So I'm more with six. So I'm not quite to that level, but I think it's great. So I'm an A. So between us, we've got S A D.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it makes me sad.
Oh. Yeah. So someone's listening going, bunch of saddos.
Yeah, exactly. I'm prepared to admit that there's a healthy dose of nostalgia baked in with my ranking, because this was one of the first Beast Wars toys I got at the time. Right, nice. I loved it. Yeah. So I can live with it being an A. I'll
come up to an A as well then, just for that nostalgia, because I totally get that.
Triple A.
It's a great toy. This is a Beast Wars toy I would like to get at some point.
It's great.
I think it really fits Megatron as a mode as well, like an alligator is. It is like a version of a gun almost.
Yeah, in the water,
lurking in the water, hiding, yeah, but in plain sight. You don't see it. Pops out.
He's lurking, but he's away. Deadly. They're surprisingly quick. Actually, and I don't know, there's just something about, like, they're sort of indestructible. I just think it fits so well. The toy is amazing as well. Like, it's the best example of a flip changer transformer. Like, just pull the tail and you're away. It's brilliant.
Okay.
If it did turn into that, then, like, the war between the Autobots and the Decepticons / Maximals and Predacons would be over really fast, because all Optimus would have to do would tie an elastic band around his nose, as we all know.
That's true. With crocodiles
and alligators,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, done. That's it.
Can you punch them in the nose, crocodiles? That's just sharks.
And they can hold their mouth shut, because their bite force is really strong down, isn't it? But lifting, like, so weak, you can apparently tie a piece of string around it and they can't open the mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Super bite force, yeah.
Next time I'm in a fight grappling for my life with a crocodile.
There you go, see?
Just go, wait, let me get my string.
Yeah, I'll bear that in mind. Right, next up then, we've got T-Rex, Megatron, of course, purple, the original purple.
There's only one answer to this.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
This is what he should be. The scariest dinosaur ever.
Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Legendary stuff.
Everyone loves this. Perfect. Perfect fit.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
So on point. It's like epically good. That is really good.
I got no disagreement with that whatsoever. What about the transmetal version?
I quite like that, except for all the flaking chrome, didn't it?
Putting the toy to one side. Take it from the show or whatever.
Yeah, it's so I really like them both. I think I like the original more, actually. But they're still same kind of level.
I have a real soft spot for that transmetal mode. Like I mean, I would put them both in as an S. It's like a big joint S.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that's true.
You're like with all of Beast Wars, though, you aren't you? Beast Wars is just S,
pretty much.
But in Beast Wars, this is the one that I would agree that it is just up there, because it fits so well with Megatron as an alt mode.
There's a real menace to the transmetal form as well, with even the, I don't know, it's the shiny head and all of that kind of stuff, but it's so imposing in the cartoon.
And
the toy of it is great. Yeah, really, really good. Yeah. And the roller skates is amazing.
It's got a real Zoids / like vintage Dinobot look to it. There's just, because it's all the metal and stuff rather than the like a more organic original version.
Yeah.
Transmetal one. It has all that like circuitry looking stuff on it, doesn't it? That very reminds me a lot of the old Dinobots, but this one for me is a B. It's not one of my favorites, but it's
really,
it's all right. It's cool. I prefer the original Megatron, prefer the proper T-Rex.
Fair enough. What about the dragon?
I really like the dragon. I think Megatron, alt mode, fire-breathing, hideous dragon. That fits it perfectly for me.
So we're all agreed it's an S tier then?
Well, I actually had it as an A, but that's only because the T-Rex was an S. So I kind of was like,
They could both be S's.
They could be, but it was, I don't know, it was, yeah, it's borderline for me on that one, because the dragon is really, really nice. It's really, really cool.
It's a B from me.
Is it? What?
No, it's,
so it's cool, but it's this kind of like, I don't know, it's just a bit too spindly a dragon for my tastes. It's cool. And that one you had in your room that I kept almost knocking off.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
This ginormous thing. That looked cool. I love the colours. There's just always been something about the shapes. I don't know. It's just a little bit. I'm not a fan of the holes in the wings either.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It was the kind of skinniness of it that I'd noticed as well.
Slack. I think it was a very specific type of dragon. It's an Aaron Archer thing. That he got involved with the sort of concept of Dragon Megatron and everything originally. He talks about it on his podcast. I know I big up that podcast quite a bit, but you can go and listen to it. And he talks about the specific types of dragon that they looked at in terms of the concept of it and all of this. I love it, honestly. Like, I really love the design of this thing. I think it's a great upgrade from the T-Rex because it's different again. You know, so I like that it's kind of crocodile, T-Rex, dragon,
kind of on a theme.
But totally.
Wonderful choices. Like, dragon is a great idea, and the colors on this are wonderful. Like the fade on the wings and the red, purple, and gold. That the little use of purple is fantastic. And I almost bought the legacy one.
The legacy.
I really like it.
Yeah, I did too. Actually,
it's good. It's a good version.
When I say B, it's not like a negative B again. It's good. It's really good. Like, as a dragon's fantastic. It's just a bit of a spindly dragon, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I hear you. What are you going with then, Jason? You're a B as well, were you? I can't remember.
I was an A for that
one. Oh, you're an A. You're an A. Yeah. I mean, I would I would go S tier on this.
That's fair.
So we got A overall.
We're going
I would be amazed if you didn't. Like, no more affection for the original and all the different versions.
So I have every version of this, I think.
Yeah.
This Dragon Megatron that exists, just because there's something about it that has always lived rent-free in my head. Dragon Megatron. it's just incredible in my mind.
It is the perfect, like, final resting place of the Megatron, like, designs. Like, if you go from G1 through Beast Wars to land at a big, giant, angry dragon, it is like the final boss Megatron, like, where finally end up in his final battle. Like, his ultimate form would be some crazy dragon, because he's got, like, a mad bat dragon mode, hasn't he, in RID? But it's
funny you should mention that. Exactly. It's funny you should mention that, because that is what is up next. I mean, here it is, the double-headed dragon from RID. It's our final beastly form. This design does have other beast modes as well. I'm going to stick with the dragon form, because it's got the bat and it's got the elephant and whatever else the Galvatron version can do. I don't know, man. Let's stick with the dragon for this one and just kind of look at that. What do we think?
I love that dragon. I think he's cool.
It's cool.
Looks like an absolute nut job. That's a Megatron to me.
Yeah.
Two-headed.
I would agree. Yeah.
Serpent going on. Yeah. I'm edging towards A, maybe even a tiny bit higher, but I'm going to go
really.
A. Yeah, I really like it.
Above the red one. You put it above the red one.
No, so the red one for me was an A as well.
But you were edging higher on this one, you said.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's an they're just great both. I want them both now. I don't have either of these. Why have I not got these? I've only got one dragon.
The original Dragon Megatron toy, the original Transmetal 2 is a thing of beauty. Like, it's an incredible toy in my opinion, as is this. The only thing with this mode, I would say, and this particular picture that we're just looking at here, I mean, yeah, you can look at any picture of it, but it sort of does exemplify how this mode looks a bit like the robot doing a handstand.
Oh, yeah. That's valid. Okay. B, then.
I could live with an A on this.
The handstand thing is exactly what I was just going to say. Like, when you look at it, and once you clock the chest.
Yeah, it's the chest.
The arms. Yeah.
That's really
funny. And the crotch. And,
oh, it's wrong. Oh, I don't like it. Oh, it looks. I'm not looking at it anymore. It's dirty.
B. B, B, B.
You think a B? I'd go with B.
I'm going to knock it down to a B. Yeah.
It's funny because I would say the red one is miles better. And I like both. But I would say they're both B. But, like, it's really nice. I think it's just a cool, fun, weird thing. And I remember when I got the toy, when it first came out, was that 2001? Something like that. And I got it as a birthday gift. And, like, this mode was the mode that caught my eye the most, because it's cool. And when I look at it, I can hear the cartoon voice, if you know what I mean. It's one of those where it's very much attached to a time.
You don't admire this toy for any individual mode so much, do you? Other than maybe the robot mode. No one's looking at it going like, oh, that's a fantastic car mode or any of this. It's the fact that it can do so many different things, and it's the kind of fun of it for me. It's almost unfair to weigh up the individual modes against, like, is the dragon as good as the regular dragon? Is the car as good as the regular car? Because of course they're not. It turns into like 16 other things.
Yeah.
So it's never going to be as good in each individual mode, but it's still a great toy, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Well, to round us out then, and just the last few, a few quick fire ones. These are some random other things that Megatron has turned into over the years. First up, we've got Beast Machines Megatron, who turns into a head.
So I have no context for this one.
Right.
Because I don't know Beast Machines. And on one hand, I kind of looking at it going, that's kind of cool, but also why? Because of that of the context.
Yeah. So, well, the context in the show is that Megatron has built this giant fortress, which looks like his head. And then I won't go into all of it, but the plan anyway doesn't quite work out. But the plan is for him to basically move his spark into this giant fortress so that it becomes his body. So it's not so much a transformable alt mode. In the show, it's just he's a head. That's it. Right. There was a toy that did turn into this head, and that's a whole other thing. But it's just a bit of a curio, really. I don't know. It's an odd one.
Yeah, it's very odd. I'm sticking with my D there.
Yeah.
Fair.
I've never been into this. It looks like the Independence Day alien. It's got like...
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah.
Nah. I kind of love it. For me, it's a B. I get why it's a D for you guys. So that's fair.
It's the lack of context and probably nostalgia as well.
Yeah. It's just his head.
Yeah, it's fair.
The only thing is, though, when we look at the next one that we're going to talk about...
Well, I've switched up the order a little bit, so maybe we are, maybe we're not. You're going to have to see.
Okay. Okay,
you're going to have to see.
Which one is it?
Seacon.
You're going to have to see Seacon. Yeah. Well, the next one, actually, I was going to mention, and I guess, actually, we should have had this under tanks, but it's the Hiss Tank. Sort of a separate thing. It's the Hiss Tank Megatron, G.I. Joe Megatron.
So I think I mentioned in the... Skybound chat that we were doing that I have no reference to G.I. Joe and stuff like that, but I actually like this Hiss Tank. I think it's kind of cool as a little tanky thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Hiss Tanks are amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's quite cool mode.
It's hard to rank these, aren't they? Because they're not your typical Megatron things.
Well, yeah. See, for me, this would be easy B, but for that reason, because it is just a Hiss Tank. It's not a Megatron mode, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a G.I. Joe vehicle, and it's not a Megatron version of a Hiss Tank either, where it's like got elements of a Hiss Tank and unique interest in Megatron stuff, as such as it's just a Hiss Tank with Megatron's cannon on the top.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I would give it an A probably.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to go with a B overall. Yeah. I understand your logic. I think that's a fair assessment.
I'll follow that. I had C here, but I'd happily go B overall. Yeah, it's fair.
The next one, Liam, you're probably going to like. It's the old Mega Drive Megatron.
Ah, flipping double S rank, this man. You cannot give this anything other than a double S. This is like top tier. Because it turns into a Megatron. It's going against everything I've just said about the Hiss Tank, where it just doesn't do anything different. It just looks like a Hiss Tank.
Literally a Mega Drive.
Literally shooting holes in my own system here. Look, it's a Sega Mega Drive. It's amazing. It's a
double S rank, okay. Yeah,
double Jason? S rank.
Yeah, so I love this for the fact that, you know, it goes back to what we were saying about the gun mode, and if you think about Soundwave and then Robot in Disguise, yes, alt mode, absolutely works. The only reason I would knock it down to an A is the toy's not to scale. I want an actual Mega Drive size.
So I could
put it next to my Mega Drive and it would look the same. That would be amazing.
I love to imagine the fiction where Megatron lands in the 80s and gets turned into a Mega Drive and ends up in some child's living room for years, stuck. Trapped.
with Sonic.
Kind of like in Transformers Animated, where he's like, he's just the head in Sumdac's room or whatever, but he's a Mega Drive in some kid's room and he's like,
Burton
voicing him. It'd be brilliant.
That would be
good. Should have done a Galvatron as like the Mega Drive 2. Do you remember the Mega Drive 2? Like the flat.
No. Yeah, that's what I've got. Yeah, with the red buttons.
That's
mate, you're asking for me to remember a Mega Drive, let alone a Mega Drive 2. But I did have a mate who had a Mega Drive, but I was SNES all the way at that point.
Oh, wait, for our American listeners, that is a Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah, Genesis. Yeah. Should clarify. That's right.
The worst
Genesis.
Name. Why? Mega Drive is cooler.
Mega Drive's cool.
This next one is another sort of crossover collaborative thing. For our American listeners again, it's a cell phone, what we would call a mobile phone. And it's the Infobar Megatron.
Why is he calling the Autobots? There's a question I've got to ask. Like, on the screen, he's got the Autobot logo.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to fight? Hello.
Is he crank calling them?
It's not a bad question.
Hello, Optimus, this is your mum.
Yeah. This is like about as 2000 and whatever a toy as you're going to get, isn't it?
So I love it for that because, when I was looking at it earlier, it's just, I want it now because I want to walk around with it as if it's a real mobile phone because it looks so retro cool. And again, yeah, it's proper robot in disguise. It is not Megatron's alt mode by a long shot. You know, you just, every number you dial, it's the wrong number.
Do you notice the robot mode there with the old Mankini?
Well, I do now. Yeah, I can't
you can see it.
Unsee button. Unsee.
Unsee a con. Unsee a con.
Unsee a con. I mean, what do you give this thing? I don't know. To me, it's like a C. I don't know.
C. Yeah. Easy C. It's
but for the alt mode, it looks like a phone. You know, it's like it's. That's why I give it more.
It's not Mega Drive, Jason.
Not that's true. It's not Mega Drive, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a Mega Drive. You're giving it a B. Okay.
Yeah.
B stroke C. Two more to go. The penultimate one of the night. Here you go. It's sports label Megatron, who turns into. You mentioned it earlier, Liam, but it's the shoe.
Oh, they should have gone with a high top. That's all I will say.
Yeah, that would be. That's true, actually.
I know we're talking about the alt mode there, but look at that robot mode. Like.
I know.
To say you're supposed to be sporty, yeah? Oh, I've got a beer gut. That's a sports shoot.
Bloody. It's, so, it's so funny. I mean, these are the... In terms of the alt mode, it looks pretty good, but these are the...
Just looks like a shoe.
Absolute epitome of Transformers that started with an alternate mode, and then it was like, yeah. Make the robot whatever, wasn't it?
Yeah. What is going on? Is that... Yeah. But ignoring the robot mode, that is a solid alt mode. The only thing that would give it more ranking for me as if I could actually wear them.
You'd like to put your foot in Megatron?
Is I would.
What you're saying?
Put my foot in Megatron. Exactly.
Get your whole foot right in there.
Jason, would you like to walk a mile in Megatron shoes?
Yeah, 500 miles. That's what I want to do.
When you wake up.
So you're going pretty high with this one, are you, Jason?
Yeah, so I am... No, I'm lying. I put C.
C. What? All right,
what, Jason?
Okay.
You take us on a roller coaster ride.
It was,
ooh,
yeah.
You didn't go S for shoe.
No, definitely not.
Liam, what about you?
C. I like the laces.
I think a C's fair. Yeah, C's fair.
The addition of actual laces is just a neat little touch that you can tell somebody was paying attention to what they were doing.
Totally.
They've just gone a little bit of fun.
I do think these are really cool, these sports label shoe Transformers. I never own them, but I do think I admire them. I like the creativity of it. I think I wouldn't want to knock it too heavily. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool, actually.
It is. It's pretty impressive.
It's the shoe they chose. It's such a boring, plain running shoe. It's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have taken a Jordan or you're taking a LeBron. Like, they've done LeBron MP1s. MP1s?
Yeah.
MP10s.
MP10s.
Yeah.
MP10s, yeah. But I mean, you could. And I think you could have done something cool, like a really unique, interesting looking shoe.
So, the final mode of the night, and it's a doozy.
Ooh. What is it?
Yeah, sorry, I've got to go, guys.
I wonder
where
this
sorry,
is
I'm
coming.
Done.
Are we giving this a H?
it's a H for hand. Of course, it's RID Megatron again. Bless him. Can't do all his modes, but we've got to do this one. It's the hand mode. 2001 Megatron hand mode. Where do you start?
Well, my comment was sorry, no. That's all I wrote. It's just, what? It's insane.
That's all she wrote.
It's just creepy.
Yeah, wrong. I think that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's quite good, actually. I suppose for Megatron as well. But no, I feel they were grasping at this point.
Oh,
Jason,
God.
You grabbed that one with both hands.
I did. That's true. Holding on.
Do you remember this in the cartoon? The first time it appears, and it's just kind of floating.
Yeah, it is. It just sort of appears out the side of a building, doesn't it?
That's even worse. That's
absolutely
even worse.
Hilarious.
Oh my goodness! What kind of scale is this thing? And then in the cartoon, is it
in
like
the cartoon?
Mass?
It's massive. It's
is
massive.
It massive?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's okay. A full size hand. It's like, well, I say full size, like it's
like
he doesn't
a full
size
robot hand.
Yeah, he doesn't shrink down at all. He's just floating hand. It's just bizarre. I guess it was probably quite hard work to engineer this thing. I can imagine it was quite a big hand job.
That's why we should just skip past this one and call it a D and move on.
It can't be a D. It's too... I mean, look at it. It's in bloody hand mode. How can you give it anything other than a high ranking?
It's not a hand mode. It's literally
high five rather than a high
handstand. He's doing a headstand. That's what he's doing.
This I think this is the only one of the bunch that we've done that is genuinely unrankable.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't give it a low rank and I can't give it a high rank. I can't even give it a medium. It doesn't fit anywhere. No, nothing does it justice in any sense.
There it is in the cartoon.
That makes it look better.
That's the cartoon, yeah.
Well, the flipping jet nose is upside down, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
I believe there's an old ancient proverb that goes, they were so preoccupied with whether they could, they didn't stop to think of whether they should.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
ancient.
Very true.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they did.
It's kind of ironic that we just looked at him being a shoe and now he's a hand. I don't know, there's something there for me.
Yeah, true.
Is the next one a glove?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, if he'd have been a foot, you could have put him in the shoe.
Yeah, there's play value.
Takara, come on.
The Nike golf glove. That's what they should have done.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Just, what's it going to be next? A lamp?
Yeah. This is a lamp. Soundwave. That's why they're best friends. This is just that thing where it's too strange, weird, and out there to...
I agree.
You can't slate it and you can't think it's the great show. It's
unrankable.
Crazy. Yeah. Wonderful.
So looking back over the last few categories then, so from truck onwards, I mean, there was only one truck, so that's sort of not counting that. We said animated helicopter, I think was the only S rank there of the two. The T-Rex was the S rank in the beasts.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Mega Drive of the best of the rest is the top one there. So basically, it's G1 gun, the Armada tank, the ATB jet.
I feel I was robbed there.
That's a strange one. Yeah.
Thrilling 30. I feel the Thrilling 30 was generation.
I feel like maybe we got that one slightly not correct, but hey ho. It was the Cybertron car, the Dark of the Moon truck, because it's the only one, animated helicopter, T-Rex Megatron, and the Mega Drive.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Great collection of toys.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So many versions of Megatron.
We could come back and do Optimus next time. Rank all the trucks.
Yeah, we'll need to do that over like about 20 episodes.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A slightly less square one.
Yeah here's the black one, and here's the red and blue one, and here's the slightly redder blue one.
His smokestacks are a little bit longer in this one.
Them ones can poke children's eyes out.
Right, well, I think that's going to about do it for Megatron alt modes. This was supposed to be a quick and easy one, and it somehow turned into a lengthy discussion, but I've loved it. I've really, really enjoyed doing this.
Yeah, good fun.
Really good fun. So I think this is definitely a format that we'll revisit in one way or another further down the line. But if you want to get more like this, not exactly like this, because we don't spend as much time talking about hands as we have perhaps done in this one, but lots of other similar things, these sorts of topics, you should get on our Patreon, because we've got 5 glorious tiers on there. You can sign up as an apologetic ramp and just pay us £1 a month for general support. You can become a man in pig, and you can get early access to episodes exactly like this, up to and over sometimes a week early. So that's well worth it. That's for just £3 a month. You could be listening to this a whole week early, every fortnight that we do an episode. Or you can become an inner beast and get on our Discord, which is where there's lots of discussion about all the new content that we publish that goes up there. There's lots of discussion about Skybound, about Marvel UK, about various toys. There's a very, very, very enabling new acquisitions forum on there where people post their purchases, and my God, it's enabling. Or you can become a Sixos butler and get access to fortnightly minisodes, where we do a new minisode every 2 weeks on random individual topics as commissioned by our Sixos butlers. So that's really great. We've just done some recently on like animated lockdown. And what else have we done? We did one on Reactivate game. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff.
Computer game, indeed.
not on the Mega Drive, but hey. Or you can become a Gold Box Classic, and you also, as well as all of that other stuff, you get access to fortnightly ongoing mini-series, whether it's Jason's Titans Return, my IDW mini-series, or Skybound, or Liam's Tatman. And all of these are ongoing topics. And it does mean if you sign up as the highest tier Gold Box Classics, you get weekly exclusive recordings from us. So that is pretty, pretty good. And another big perk is that some of our patrons get to ask some questions as well, which we answer on the pod. Isn't that right, Jason?
They do indeed. And we have two tonight for you, gents. So, perfect one we've got here. Sorry, perfect one. That's a giveaway, wasn't it?
Ooh.
The first one we have is from Perfect Pixel.
Now, are you sure you're saying that correctly?
I've got this right. There's no, I'm not adding any additional as. Well, he doesn't have any as in his, that's why. So the perfect pixel yet. if you could erase your memory of one Transformers toy and experience it for the first time again, what would it be and why? It is a great question, isn't it? Yeah. So
glad I prepared for this one, James.
I know. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Sixo, do you want to go first, seeing as Liam's looking around at his shelves?
I can absolutely go. Liam's frantically trying to find an answer over there. It's a really tough one because there's so many that I'm like, initially my head went to like G1, and then I thought, actually, probably not, because now, at the age that I'm at, if I re-experienced a G1 toy, would it be as good? I don't know, without all the nostalgia or whatever else.
No, that's interesting. So, yeah.
It's a really tough one. I think for me, it would probably be something like Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime. Just because it's so different and unique and fun, and the alt mode is so cool, the style of it, just the presentation is so lush. So, yeah, I think that is a solid one. And we're kind of going to get to do that, really, with the new HasLab, aren't we? So.
Yep, that's true. That's a good show. Liam, did you find one?
Yeah, I was actually going to say the same one as Six out there, rather than this guy.
There we go.
No, genuinely, I was going to say that. But other than that, I would probably go with Power Master Optimus Prime, because...
That's a good one.
I remember how I felt the first time I got it and experiencing that toy. And I think now, if I could take... We've had so many Optimus Prime toys since... And I think if I could take away one, it'd be that. So then I could experience that again, because it's so different to any of the others we tend to get now.
So true.
This was a very easy choice for me. It was Generation 1 Ultra Magnus for me.
No!
And I love that toy so much. But I think it's because there's so much play value in it, you know, and just getting that version of Prime, the white Prime, and then transforming it for the first time and then plugging it into the armor. And the play value of the transporter with these cars.
The noise as well, the arms, the, you know, I can't even do it. I don't know.
Yeah, the little clicky, clicky, clicky as it comes out. Yeah, totally. And it's just, there's so many nice parts to it. And even just the opening the box with the styro and going through all that again, that if it was all new again, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Nice.
So, second question. This is from Geo Kaiser. If you could pick one item from each other's collection, what would it be and why? 6-0, you want to go?
Sure.
It's going to be so hard for him.
He's just going to choose something to have alt mode. Like,
I don't know where this comes from, honestly. It's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Well, I do have one item from both of your collections, actually. Liam, it'll probably be your generation, select Super Megadron.
Oh.
Ooh.
After you thoroughly enabled me on that damn thing, and I've not picked it up since. So that would definitely be one. I would absolutely love to give that toy a go. One day, I might get around to it. But yeah, that would be one for me.
That's cool.
Jason, it would be your Supreme Cheetor, of course, because then I could have two of them. No, I couldn't deprive you of it.
No,
I couldn't take it.
I don't
know
where it is.
Hasn't Jason got three? I thought we established he had like three of them.
He's got several, Got one just on his pillow. Probably your Nightwatch Optimus Prime, I think, is pretty cool.
That is, yeah. That's
good. That's a pretty cool. I love that blue Optimus. I think that's probably a pretty enviable one there.
Nice. Liam, what about you?
Well, Jason, you haven't been to Sixo's house, and I've had the privilege of popping there a few times and marveling at that room full of toys, but he has got like just this most astonishing collection. So it's hard to pick one because he's got so much incredible stuff that like stuff you wouldn't even think of, and you see it and you go, oh, he's got that. Amazing. Stuff like Raiden and things like that. But I think at the moment it'd probably be Lancross.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. G1 Lancross.
Yeah. Like the prices on that secondary market are so high now.
It's a great
that's
time.
Something I've never experienced. Like a lot of Transformers, even ones I haven't experienced, that you can kind of get a feel for them, but that one's different.
It's a good shout.
Yeah. And from yours, Jason, it would probably be those Motivators I saw you buy at TFM last year, because I had them as a kid and I've got such a soft spot for them and I really miss those toys. So,
yeah.
Some of my favorites, actually. Those.
Yeah.
Funny story on that as well. I didn't realize, but I have the Italian version of Gripper,
which
is called Phantom, which I was looking at and I was like, oh, that's a different box. What's going on? And I had to do a bit of research, which is pretty cool.
Friend.
friend, exactly.
Funnily enough, technically, mine are, I think, two of the three are the Japanese versions.
Oh, really?
Ah. Yeah, they were released in Japan with stickers on them and that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really difficult to find out which versions you've got because I was going and trying to find this stuff out. For me, so I originally went Grand Max from U6O, but I changed that to HasLab Unicron.
Okay.
Just to save space for you, because I know you're just got too much, you know, just help you out there.
Helpful. Takes up too much room. Yeah, that's really nice of you, Jason.
I thought it would help. And then Liam, from you, Alpha Trion, because I'm gutted.
Hang on, missed out on that one.
Wait, yeah, sorry.
Back up. What? What?
Did you refer to there, Jason?
Alpha Tree Surgeon.
Like, that's my accent. That's not
an accent.
Trion. That was
Trion.
It's T-R-E-E-O-N. That's how you should say it.
What?
Trion. You said it again.
I like adding in vowels into things.
This is the best part of this show, Jason, is
Oh God! I thought we nearly made it to the end.
Oh no! Yeah, that guy. You remember that guy? The tree surgeon.
Cybertronian tree surgeon.
He is. He's the best tree surgeon. Oh, that's why it's given me a red line underneath that when I wrote it, because it's spelt wrong.
Did you spell it with two E's?
Did you really spell what?
There we go. God. I fixed it.
Alpha tree surgeon.
Oh, that's God. Who I would like. Thanks.
It's
very
like
much.
The tree masters. Instead of head on, it's tree on.
This is a whole new line. This is a whole new line that we could do. Oh dear. Yeah.
So, Jason, by any chance, might you have been referring to Alpha Trion? By any chance? I'm curious.
Well, maybe.
It was trying, yeah. I know. Oh, my God, Jason.
You'll have to tree again.
Of all the many things I thought you would bring to this podcast, this was not one of them.
This is a pronunciation thing. This is all
unexpected. I'm just happy to be the person who doesn't do the most mispronunciations. That's all.
This is the high point of my week, genuinely. I've not laughed this much. Brilliant.
Thanks, Geo Kaiser. You're getting your name changed on the Patreon.
Wait, yeah, which one was it? The Generations one, the one that took the
Legacy one. It was the Legacy one. Yeah, it's very cool. I was gutted I missed out on it, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. And now that we've managed to successfully get through those questions, we have some shout outs as well to our new patrons that we've got as well. So we'll kick off with our new Gold Box Classics that we have. So we have Toy Pocket, which, if you remember, he's a returning customer, a returning patron. He's come back in. Returner. Yeah, so very warm welcome back, Toy Pocket. Lovely to have you with us. We've got Dylan Solomon. We've got Justin Littlebrook. TFformers 2002, Rob S01, and Colin Adami as well. So they've all come in at Gold Box Classics, so very warm welcome to you guys. And we have some 6O Butlers as well. We've got Forever One, King Llama the Good. No, sorry, I added an A.
We're waiting. We're both there. 6O, are you waiting for him to pronounce it? Yeah,
I was literally on the edge of my seat.
And there it is.
I was just like, come on. It's going
to
happen.
I want him to be called King Llama the Good.
It's King Liam the Good.
King Liam the Good. Of course it is.
Liam the Good.
He's got the name I use on all my Netflix and Disney Plus in our house. My profile and everything is King Liam.
King Liam.
Just why my girlfriend is.
Right. But he's King Liam the Good.
The Good, yeah. I even said how excited you would be about me reading out his name, and I did it wrong. So, welcome, King Liam the Good.
King Llama.
King Llama.
King Llama. I'm just renaming. This is a benefit of joining the Patreon. Is I rename everybody just by accident throughout the
You know
entire.
That Liam's name is not Llama, right?
Like, yeah, sorry. Yeah, first time I met him, I'm Llama.
Right, Llama.
Oh, dear. We also have, as a Sixo butler, we've got Dustimus Primal and Scott Dickinson as well. So, warm welcome, new Sixo butlers. Yes.
What a wonderful bunch of lads.
Yeah, indeed. Pleasure to have you all on board. Yeah, so, yeah, a huge perk of the Patreon is that you can get your name read out by Jason and have it be completely mispronounced. Yeah. So there you go. Why would you
That's
not
my
want,
gift.
Why would you not want to you pay us money for that privilege, honestly? So if you two want to see how Jason is going to pronounce your name, then head over to patreon.com/triple takeover. I should also mention we've got a sponsor for the evening as well, and that is tfsource.com as ever. Do check them out for all your Transformers and third-party needs.
I have to say I'm slightly alarmed at what go next, but we also have a Redbubble, and yes, we did get a message this week.
Did we?
But we did, from a Michael from the Bay. In San Francisco, from the Bay Area, San Francisco. See, nice. I would read out what you said, but it was all very loud, full of bombast and
right.
flash, with very little substance or Bayos. You know, it wasn't very coherent. But the general gist I got from it was, he was very fond of the designs that you make, Sixo, for stuff like T-shirts, coffee cups, backpacks, all sorts of paraphernalia, shower curtains. And you can find it all at redbubble.com/people/triple takeover/
explore. There's a nice boulder tits design up there now, Liam. Oh, yeah. After your that came tumbling out of your mouth.
Mr. B will love that. That's true.
Somebody asked for that. Yeah, but yeah. There was a context for it. The context.
There was a context. Was somebody did ask. Yeah. Somebody on our Discord asked for a boulder tits t-shirt. Yeah. Didn't buy it, but asked for it all the same. But the funniest thing was is that then BMAC from Hasbro, of all people, messaged me on DM. And he sent me a DM just with a picture of it, just going, like, WTF with the question mark. And I was like, oh, yeah. You've obviously
context.
Not heard that episode yet, then I take it. So
yeah, explain, it's the name we gave to one of the Rock Lord cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Hastily added that context. Yeah, he does listen to the pod, I believe. But, funny.
But... you know, if you want to be like Michael from the Bay, the name sounds so familiar, but I don't know where it's from.
Yeah,
ring a bell.
It's weird. Sure, it wasn't Michael Bay.
I don't know. It's like an explosion going off in the back of my mind. It's almost like an Armageddon, but I'm scared if I close my eyes. I just don't want to miss a thing.
You're being a bad boy now, Liam.
Yeah. I'm bad boy for life. But, you know, if you disagree with our rankings or you agree, or if you think, you know, you want to talk about any of the Megatrons we didn't speak about and give them a ranking, then hit us up on social media. You can find us. We're Triple Takeover on everything, aren't we, guys?
We are.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Blue Sky. Twitter/X Blue Sky, Mr. Blue Sky, and Facebook. You can find us all on those things. Guys, where can they find you?
I'm at 60TF anywhere that an at exists.
Ah, trademark infringement. I like that kind of skirted.
Slightly it's different. Like, just different.
It's like
enough.
The third party version of my line.
Knock off. Yeah.
You will find me at www.jswags.com.
A website?
It would only be funnier if it was like jswags.net or.
Yeah, I'll buy that one as well then.
Geocities.jswags.
Yeah. MySpace.jswags.
I'm at Toybox Soapbox. Anyway, there's an at.
Is that right? Okay. Interesting.
Officially.
Yeah, the official version. Yeah.
Official, yeah.
Well, look, it's been great fun talking through Megatron Alt Modes. As I say, we'll probably be back to revisit the format in some other way in the future. And if you do want to get more of this kind of conversation, then do get on our Patreon as well. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
That was mega.
That was mega. Absolutely mega. Oh, dear. I couldn't believe it when you mispronounced the guy's name. King Llama.
Oh, dear.
An Alpha Trion. Like,
Alpha Trion.
That's how I say it. Like? Alpha Trion. Alpha Trion.
How do we have an episode where that's not even the funniest Jason mispronunciation? King Llama.
King Llama.
King Llama. Oh, dear.